We are about to start Simen Resh Pei Hei. We'll be doing Sif Aleph and Beis. Sif Aleph, Afal Pi Shodom Shomea Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'Tzibur. Although one hears Kriyas HaTorah of the entire Chamishei Chumash HaTorah B'Tzibur, Chayev Likros La'atzma B'Chol Shavua Parshas Osa Shavua Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. Nevertheless, you're supposed to go learn for yourself the Parsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum, two times the Pasuk and one's Targum, Afilu HaTorahs V'Divon. Even the names over there, which don't really have a targum. So the lashon here is chayav likros la'atzmo. The halacha is that he's supposed to be mashlim it together with the tzibur. Mashlim together with the tzibur means that he's not supposed to do it before they're laning it, and he's not supposed to finish it after they're laning it. We'll get into the details of how long you have to catch up on Shnayim Mikra, but you certainly couldn't do it too early, and we'll see what the shear of that is also. Now, it's a Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, so also you should not be laning one Mikra, one Targum, and then be somach on the Kriyas HaTorah. You actually have to lane it, read it yourself two times, unless together with the Baal Korah you're laning along with him, then it can count as a second time. And we'll learn about that a little bit later. The Magen Avraham brings a deya that you're yotza with the kriya itself, but there are machmirim. Now, some say that you should lane every pasuk twice and then the targum. Others say that you do a parsha at a time, meaning the whole first. Some say the entire parsha, and it's the gra that says every psucha and stuma you do the whole psucha stuma, do it a second time, and then do the targum on it. Somebody that knows how to lane, l'chatchila, should actually do Shnayim Mikra using a Sefer Torah. Now, getting back to HaTorahs V'Divin here, that the Mechaber said, Afil HaTorahs V'Divin, there is no Targum Unkelis on it. Some say that you're supposed to say the Targum Yerushalmi on it. In fact, in our Chumashim, there is the Targum of HaTorahs V'Divin, all the names in that Pasuk, are actually brought from the Targum Yerushalmi, and they are not just a repetition of the words in Hebrew. Siv Beis. Im lomed parsha bepirush Rashi, choshev kamo targum. Rashi is like the targum. Why is that? Because Rashi is mefarish the pasuk. In fact, there are times that Rashi is mefarish it even further than the targum. V'yirei shemayim ikra targum im pirush Rashi. Yirei shemayim should lane the targum and Rashi, both of them. Now, first of all, just to read a translation of the Chumash, so that is not enough. The Targum is Misinai. Remember, the Targum was written by Unkelis Hager, who was a Talmud of the Tanoim. Everything he says there is by Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. His Pshat and Pasuk is not his original Pshat and Pasuk, but it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're dealing with something that is Misinai, something that is authentic. Rashi is based on the Midrashi Chazal, which is also Misinai. In order for translation to suffice, it would have to be a translation that is not merely a literal translation, but is someone who is translating it lefi ruach chazal. So, Lamashal, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that someone who is not going to get much out of Rashi or Targum should read the Tzener Rena. That in Yiddish is a translation of the Psukim lefi the Midrashim. Now, based on this, the same thing would go with any translation of the Chumash that was done al pi Chazal for that purpose. That would be good enough for Targum. Now, ideally, one should use Targum Unkelis because, once again, it was written by a Tana. But if not, then you can use this. Now, the Targum is a mile over Rashi because it was written by a Tana, and it's on every single word. Rashi has a mile over Targum because he brings Midrashim that the Targum doesn't deal with. Therefore, Yirei Shemayim should really be both of it. What if someone is only laning Rashi and he gets to a pasuk without Rashi? He should read the pasuk three times. Somebody that does not have unkelis, he doesn't have a targum. All he has is a chumash, just psukim, nothing else. No Rashi, no targum. So he should lane it twice, and someday when he gets hold of a targum, he'll be able to do that the third time. You're not allowed to do the Targum before the Psukim. You have to do the Psukim before the Targum, and you're supposed to do it in the order of the Psukim. You're not supposed to change the order of the Psukim. Also, L'chatchila, you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, depending on how you do it. If it's the entire Parsha at once, if it's one Parsha Psukha Stum at a time, either one of them that you do, you should not be mafsik in the middle of it.